On behalf of the Board of Trustees of Union University, the administration, faculty, and staff, and particularly this year's graduating class seated here in front of me, it is my genuine privilege to welcome you to this commencement service tonight. It's a time of celebration in the life of these graduates, a time of thanksgiving for all who are here, a time to give thanks to God for his goodness to this university. It's a special honor and privilege to welcome you today on behalf of this year's graduating class. Tonight, almost 370 students will be graduated from Union University. They are a part of the graduating class of 2004, which actually began at the December graduation, includes this evening, and will conclude in August this summer. Almost 790 students will be graduated from Union this year, by far the largest graduating class in Union's history and the third straight year that we've had over 700 graduates. Your presence and support of these events are especially meaningful, and I know that the graduates want to express their appreciation to you for being with us tonight. Several will be leading us in our service this evening. Particularly, we are grateful to have two parents and two grandparents on the platform with us tonight. Dr. T.W. Hunt, who for many, many years taught at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, has authored many books that some of you have read, including the book on prayer for our convention. The grandfather of Paul Monroe, one of our graduates tonight, led us in our invocation. We thank you, Dr. Hunt, for being with us. Our scripture tonight will be read by Dr. Brent Lay and Dr. Jerry Drace. Dr. Brent Lay, who is the father of Caroline, will read the Old Testament scripture. Jerry Drace, who is the father of Becca, will read our New Testament scripture. Dr. Richard Joyner and Dr. David McClune will be leading our music tonight. Dr. McClune directing the symphonic band, and Dr. Joyner leading the Union singers when they present the anthem for us in just a few moments. Mr. Jerome Teal, the president of the National Alumni Association of Union University, will come at the conclusion of our service to bring the charge to this year's graduates. In addition to these, there are many other parents and family members of tonight's graduates who are here, very special to each one of them, and we want to recognize and honor you at this particular time. If you are here as a parent, a spouse, a family member, would you please stand that we might recognize you on this significant occasion in the life of your family tonight? We're also happy to have members of the Board of Trustees, former trustees, advisory board members with us. I see many of them over here to my right. We thank God for you and for your leadership at Union University and for your presence here tonight, giving support to the faculty, staff, and particularly to these graduates. Dr. Carlos Sanderson and the academic deans will come at the appropriate time to lead us in the presentation of our diplomas and degrees. We are especially grateful tonight for all who were involved in the preparation for this event. Tonight brings to a conclusion many events leading up to this final time of celebration. Some of you were with us even yesterday for the time of recognition for our students during the luncheon given to us by the Alumni Association. Just a couple of weeks ago, during the final chapel of the year, we had awards day for to recognize those who have excelled in the classroom and on the athletic field and in many other ways during their time here at Union. Last evening was a special time for the School of Nursing, time of dedication for them, consecration, and many joined us this afternoon for the reception at the Ayers Courtyard. It takes many people to make these events happen, to coordinate all of these, and particularly to those who are involved in the academic services area, the alumni services department, and particularly the housekeeping and facilities management team led by Mr. David McBride, who has the campus of Union University looking better than it has ever looked We want to thank all of you. Would you join me, please, in thanking the staff of Union University for their dedicated work this evening? Our banners are carried by Kristen Ulmer, who is the president of the Student Government Association, and Lori Skinkel, the senior class president. Later this evening, Ms. Skinkel will come and bring a word on behalf of this year's graduating class and make a presentation to the union, to the university. The Union University mace, which was a gift to the university by the 1997 graduating class, was carried by this year's Faculty Member of the Year, Professor Kelvin Moore. Particularly tonight, it is a joy for me to recognize two others who are participating and leading us in our service. Together, they have combined for over 90 years of service, investing in the life and work of Union University. At times like this, we have opportunity to stop and reflect upon the significance of their lives and their contribution, their leadership to us, and especially on an occasion like this, to give thanks to God for them. Dr. Hiron Barefoot, who served Union University for over 40 years as faculty member, administrator, and then as president of Union University for a decade leading up to the spring of 1996, now serving as Chancellor Emeritus at this university, and the grandfather of Anna Thomas, will be leading us in our benediction tonight. We are indeed grateful, all of us here, for the years of service Dr. Barefoot gave to this university, many of the wonderful things taking place on this campus in 2004 are the result of his outstanding leadership in decade before. We have the privilege of standing upon his broad shoulders, and for him and his family tonight, we offer our thanks. And particularly tonight to Dr. Joseph Blass, who will come at the appropriate time to lead us in the singing of the alma mater. Dr. Joseph Blass is retiring from the faculty this spring, having invested his life in students here for 45 years, an amazing accomplishment. Last weekend, we had the privilege to celebrate that, and many of his former students came back to offer thanks to him. And tonight, we have the privilege of recognizing that he will be named Professor Emeritus of Music here at Union University. Would you please join me in thanking Dr. Barefoot and Dr. Blass for their faithful years of service to Union University? Our speaker for this evening is the Honorable Edmund C. Moy. Mr. Moy serves as Special Assistant to the President of the United States and Associate Director of Presidential Personnel at the White House. Mr. Moy's title of his address tonight is All for Christ. Mr. Moy is a special friend of Union University. He and his wife, Karen, have been on our campus before to speak in chapel and to speak to a group of students. He has the privilege of supervising hundreds, thousands of people who serve in Washington, D.C. at this particular time, and two persons who serve faithfully on his staff very close in his office are recent Union graduates, and we give thanks for the opportunities that he has provided for them and many other Union grads who have served as interns in Washington, D.C. in recent years. Mr. Moy is responsible for recommending to President Bush candidates for political appointments. He served on the Homeland Security transition and helped to staff the new department. He also is one of the most widely recognized lay leaders in the Christian world in North America today. Example of that is the fact that he serves in leadership roles on the board of directors of both the Board of Christianity Today International and Christianity Today Foundation. Mr. Moy is one of the most admired Asian Americans in our country today. He is one of the most respected Christian laymen that I know. We are privileged to have him with us tonight. He is a graduate of the University of Wisconsin with a triple major in economics, international relations, and political science. Prior to his current public service, he held a variety of positions, both in the public and the private sectors, including serving as director of the Office of Managed Care during the administration of President George H.W. Bush from 1989 to 1993. It is a special joy for us to welcome Mr. Moy tonight to bring the address. You will hear him at the appropriate time. But it's our privilege tonight to thank him for his time with us and to honor him in an appropriate way for being with us. His service on the Christianity Today board ties him to the founder of that magazine, Dr. Carl F. H. Henry. Dr. Carl F. H. Henry went to be with the Lord just this past year and was probably the leading evangelical statesman in this country for almost 50 years. Dr. Henry gave Union University the privilege of being one of three institutions in this country to carry forth his tradition and his work, giving us the privilege of naming a Center of Christian Leadership after him on this campus, for which we are most grateful. And it's my privilege tonight to thank Mr. Moy for coming to be with us by recognizing him as the first inductee, the first fellow of the Carl F. H. Henry Center of the Society of Fellows. Mr. Moy, would you come at this time and allow us to recognize you? Would you thank Mr. Moy for being with us tonight? This says, the President, Trustees, and Faculty of Union University to the Honorable Edmund C. Moy, Special Assistant to the President of the United States, is hereby inducted into the Carl F. H. Henry Society of Fellows, Union University, Jackson, Tennessee, the 22nd day of May, 2004, the year of our Lord. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Our Old Testament scripture reading comes from the book of Proverbs, 19th chapter, beginning with the 20th verse. And it reads, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end you will be wise. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. What a man desires is unfailing love, better to be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life.
I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary